Thank you so much, Benji. Buenos días. ¿Cómo están? Ah, bilingual people here. Great. I love it. So my name is Humberto. I'm going to introduce Myrna, my wife. So she's going to greet you.
Hi. I'm very happy to be in here with you because you are great people and very kind. Thank you for sharing with us and your help, your love. We are working together in El Salvador, and we receive many people from Santa Barbara. And believe me, you are a very great people. Thank you. God bless you, all of you.
Thank you, man. Okay, thank you so much. God bless you. Well, do you all know where is El Salvador? Okay, because I don't have a map for that. Well, as you know, it's the U.S., it's Mexico, then Guatemala, and we are right below Guatemala, next to Honduras, okay? So you can't see us on the map, so if a fly step on it, you won't see us. So, but El Salvador is a very small country, but very friendly country. I think that I'm the most serious and formal person in that country. You can realize that. So, sports outreach. It says what is SOI, but who, I say now. Because it's made of people. So, it's people representing God in our country. We do sports. Let me share a little bit about our story. By the way, we have a board member here. We just have our... Who else is here? Oh, two board members of SOI. Oh, my... I gotta be very careful. Shh, don't tell. Okay, so sports outreach is a ministry that was found in 1988 for a man named Ross Carr, that maybe some of you know him or have heard his name. So when I heard about his story, that he went to El Salvador once long ago, and he got the vision of starting a ministry named Sports Outreach Institute. So when I heard the story through one of my best friends, who is Salvatore Ferlisi, who just came to El Salvador in 2008 on a mission team that I was their translator. I don't know how I did that because my English is not really that good. But I do that there in El Salvador. So we became very close friends. And in 2012, he invited me to launch a pilot program to establish SOI in El Salvador. So, because of the grace of God, that program worked very well. And it was only my wife and I at the very beginning. I was getting a post-grad in a college there. So I met people, I met professors, and we were able to launch the program because they teach PE. They prepare PE teachers in that college named the Holy Spirit. So it's a Catholic institution. So we work with different churches, including the Catholic Church. So we cover five areas, basically. And one of them is sports. You can see the little ones we have over there. Okay. The little ones there. So we have kids from 2 years old, 2 years and a half old, so toddlers, all the way up to 21. But when they got there, and no matter they turn 20, 22, they can stay if they want. So what we do is, you see that guy there is Mike, Pastor Mike. So he went this last July. So most pictures here are from Santa Barbara mission trips to El Salvador. So we have volunteers. We are two full-time staff members, and we have three part-time members and five volunteers so far. So when we're doing sports, we do it in the public facilities in Nuevo Cuscatlán, is the name of the town where we are serving God. We have also a program that we call it the Hope Restored. The neighborhood's name is, or the community name is La Esperanza, which means hope. And there are drugs dealers there, gang activity there. So we are right inside. And, well, raise your hand, the ones I have been there in El Salvador, Ryan, Karen, Tony, Kim, and Janine and Gino. So apparently it's risky, but they respect what we're doing there. So they don't get involved in what we're doing because they know that we're doing there for the kids, the teenagers. And let me tell you, gang members who are parents, they don't really like or want that life for the kids. So that's why we are present in that community. So the drugs dealing has decreased in that area because of what the ministry is doing. We were brought there by the city, but they just left that there, and they're gone now. So, but we have been there for 5 years so far. So we, with your help, with Santa Barbara's support and other friends and ministries, we provide them food. We have 51 kids being sponsored already. So for a small amount of $35, you can support a kid there. And I also support one in El Salvador and one in Africa. And it's curious because when I was thinking about doing that, Robert Katende, maybe you know him, was thinking to do the same in El Salvador. So he has one in El Salvador and had one in Uganda. So we run also our chess program based on what Robert is doing in Africa. So we have eight trainees that are getting ready to become our first generation of chess coaches. So these eight students are also our part of our English program. We have an EFL. You'll see a little more about that. So this is based on that. And God is really blessing us through chess. I tell the people that no matter I went to school and college and all that, my ability or the gift I have on solving problems is based on my experience playing chess. And I'm not professional. But when you play chess, you learn how to think ahead. So you think and you discover different ways how to solve a hard situation, because that's what the game is for, okay? So it's very good. So you see some people you know in those pictures. So, and we call it the King of Kings, because you know Jesus is the King, and there is a piece there called the King. So okay, in education, that's a little bit about sports. In education, we have the EFL program, which is English as a Foreign Language. I'm the teacher. I don't know how I do that, but I am. So my wife and I, we both are teachers. But by the grace of God, all our team are either way already teachers or studying to become teachers. So it's a big blessing because 100% of my team are related with education. So you can see that we pray in every single area of our programs. The first thing we do is praying with them. We have involved Jehovah's Witness, Catholics, Evangelical, non-believers, okay, and they're in a program. So I can share a little or a quick story about this girl named Catherine, who is a Jehovah's Witness. One day when I finished the class, it was a Wednesday evening, so there was a gentleman out there waiting for me. And he introduced himself saying that, I'm Catherine's father. I didn't know much about him. So I'm Catherine's father. We are Jehovah's Witness. And I was coming to listen to you because she told me that you share the word of God. He said this. He did this. To students. I say, okay. So how many times have you been here? I say, maybe 3 or 4 times. And what do you think about? I'm going to tell you that I'm very happy on the way you're sharing the word of God, because we're very sensitive. So because of the way you're doing it, I'm so glad that my daughter is coming here, not only to learn English, but also about God. They say Jehovah, you know. So, and she stayed. So she's there and just was promoted to the advanced level. We have four levels: beginners, basic, intermediate level, and advanced. So that's something that you can see. And in that picture on the left below, you see in the back there are police officers, because they want to learn English. Because when the police officer learn English, they can serve in the tourism police department. Because we have a police, tourism police department in El Salvador. So, and they support us. Karen didn't know this, but I just shared that yesterday, right? That you sometimes don't see all the police around. Because when the situation is a little difficult, I call them. And because I have many acquaintances, I'm also a chaplain. So they come and they send undercover police to serve around. They patrol the area, so they do their preventive work before. So when we arrive to the community is clean for us. Okay, because it's God using the authorities to protect us. So you see, when that's Anna Jordan, she was an intern, because we also offer internship. So we get help from people from here, from different colleges or churches that come to El Salvador. Anna stayed for 2 months with us. And she was about to graduate as a Spanish teacher. So because of that, we were helping her as teachers to improve her Spanish skills. But she helped us for 2 months with our English program. So our kids, our students, let me tell you this, don't get me wrong, but I'm against the illegal immigration. Completely, 100% against that. Especially because they can die on the way over here. Or, well, they don't go to the South because the South is a mess, you know. So, meaning, I asked that question today. Why you don't go to Venezuela if Venezuela is so nice, you know? But everybody wants to come over here because looking for the American dream. And I say, well, you can make your own dream possible here in El Salvador. So one of the things we're doing is through English, they can get a good job at a call center, at a bank, at a logistic company, you know, shipping and receiving companies, travel agencies and all that. So they can pay college with that money from their jobs. So, and it's already happening. So my assistant, who is from Honduran, named Hilda, she was graduated from our first promotion of students. And now she is my assistant because she's completely bilingual. And all the communication flow between El Salvador and our headquarters there in Lynchburg, Virginia, is in English. Skype, Zoom, all those communication, emails, everything is in English. Like accounting. So it's the result of our effective program for the glory of God. So this is the English program. You see the students in the school. You can see the students in this little house that you're going to see how God converted that small space in something bigger. And those are the recently graduated or promoted students to the advanced level. Actually, the one next to me in the back is Sal Ferlisi, our CEO. Maybe you know him. Okay, so we do PE classes as part of our education. We are present in one high school. It's the only one high school in that town, which is a very small town, about 6,000 people in it. So we just partnered with this high school. The problem they face is pregnancy, drugs, addictions. So all that is happening in that school. But let me tell you, since we are there, the level of pregnancy is decreasing. Unfortunately, this last summer, when they went to vacation, is when they got pregnant. There were two of them. But before, there were 8 to 10 girls, minors getting pregnant. So they had to leave school and look for a not good job because they had to raise their kids. And also the boys, their parents, because they're all minors. So it's complicated also for the parents. So they're very grateful. We just signed an agreement, and I want you please to keep them in our prayers, because in this agreement, we have done a couple of activities every year. Because when Santa Barbara goes to El Salvador, it's right there in July when we celebrate Students' Day. So we take advantage of the visit and the resources, the extra resources we have to prepare a field day for them. A lot of games. Last year, it was maybe the 85% that participated, you know. But this year, 100% of the students were part of the activity. It was Mike and Tony, Kim and others, you know, their children that went to El Salvador this year. So it's really amazing how God is doing that. You can see the games there because we also play games with them. So this is a very nice activity. And it's something that we keep doing the whole year. So you see in the middle up there is that we are praying for the police officers. So we have this advantage of being chaplains because it opens doors. So when I come, let me show you off a little bit. So I cannot take it out everywhere in El Salvador. They're going to kill me because having this badge. You know, yeah, especially the gangs. But the gangs there, because the gangs that have been deported from the U.S. there, they know who is a chaplain. The problem is with the one that they are not related with, the word chaplain. Okay, so we use better pastor. Okay, so if you see, this is inside the school. You can see the people, the missionaries talking, participating in the English class. So it's really amazing how God is transforming lives and restoring hope through our ministry there in El Salvador. So we have also community outreach. And these are the communities from the kids and teenagers are coming to school. So they live in cardboard huts or made of tin. So right now we have, well, this week we had a very, very long rain for a whole week. And many of them, you know, don't have where to spend the night. So they had to spend the night in the rain, you know, inside the hut. But it's really unsafe. You have been there. You know what I'm talking about. So we bring piñatas. We make, you know, we play games with them. But again, we share the word of God in every single activity. So we take about 10 to 15 minutes to talk about Jesus to all of them. So they know in Jesus through our programs. This is the field day that I was talking about. This is just in July. We bought some swimming pools. Many of them haven't gone to a swimming pool in their life. So it was so amazing. I don't know if Tony is inside that one. But Tony, raise your hand, Tony, please. You know, something that I had that picture I was telling him this morning. I have that picture right here in my mind all the time. Because he didn't, they dirty, right? No, well, we told them to take a shower before jumping in the pool. But Tony didn't care. Well, we all participated, but he was having so much fun, you know, playing around in the water with the kids there in that pool. So we bought two of those. You can see the one in the back. And we bought another, a smaller one for the little ones, the very little ones. So they were very excited. You can see, you know, kids from, or boys from here, from Santa Barbara, playing in the basketball court. They don't have a roof. I want you please to pray for this. And because they don't have an auditorium for their meeting. So everything happened in that basketball court because they don't have that facility. And the classrooms are small, are for 30, 35 student desks. So it's a little complicated for them. So we're praying for protecting them with a roof for that basketball court. But it's, you know, Salvador, we say it's really expensive. It's between $15,000 to maybe $25,000 to build that roof for them. So this facility in the middle is called B Sports. It's a private sports facility. But we have made an agreement with them. So we don't pay them. We just give them a certificate of donation, and they report in their income taxes, the owners, the company. So, and in El Salvador, every single company has to have or run a program or support others because they call it the social responsibility. So every company has to have that. So what this business is doing is giving us their facility, I would say for free. We just give them a donation certificate every month. It's between $1,200 to $1,400 a month. And we're saving that. This is something new. We just started this. This is one of the best college in El Salvador. So that college's name is ESEN. It's the School for Business of El Salvador. The owner is one of the wealthiest men in El Salvador. Their last name is Poma. They have cars dealers. They sell the Toyotas, the Ferraris, Maseratis, and all those cars are sold there. You don't believe that, but they have those cars there. So I don't have it. I wish to. So these students, some of them have scholarships because they don't have the money to go to that school. But these guys, the owners, are looking for the best students in El Salvador, and they give them a scholarship to study there. And when they graduate, they also have a job in one of their companies. They own malls, hotels, and everything. So it's when this student's association's name is Future SN. So every Saturday, our kids that are having learning problems are taken by us, SOI, and we bring them to the college to take some remedy classes, reinforcement classes. Okay, so that's what we do. And on health, this is health. Is the other area. When we have nurses, doctors on the team, we prepare medical clinics. So my son is studying medicine. See the young man in the back of that picture on the left, on top? That's my son. He's in the sixth year of his medical career. So now he's able to help us. He cannot give prescription to the people, but at least he can check them, weigh them, and help us a lot. So, and the girl there you can see is a missionary from here. We also have chiropractors. So our students are the translators. So our English students, when they are in the intermediate level, so they become our translators. So you see that one is a police officer. That's me in the back because I can also twist necks a little bit, and break some. So you can make a line up there when we finish, okay? I don't know why you left me at the end. Maybe because of this. Okay, so you see the water there? That's Messiah College mission trip. So they gave us water filter from this brand, Sawyer. So Sawyer is donating also filters in the whole world. So look how the water is and how clean it comes after using it. The only thing that it doesn't filter is chemicals. But bacteria and all that, the water is completely clean. So they can collect water from the rain, from any hole, pothole, whatever, and the filters are going to work. So we do this in the villages when they don't have drinking water. So we also partner with a ministry named Treasures of God. They're from here, but are in Nicaragua. So we go to Nicaragua, and they come to us and help. This gentleman there lost his part of his foot and a hand doing fireworks 2 Christmas ago. Yeah. So we do that too. In training, we have a handcraft program. You can see the missionaries there helping with the kids in their communities. We also train churches, Bible teachers in churches. We also train, and this one in the middle, you can see Mike there, the pastor. So that's the biggest church in El Salvador. It's a Baptist church. There are 30,000 members getting together every Sunday. They have 571 churches and missions only in El Salvador. They're also present, and the senior pastor is one of my friends. I met him when he was 14. So now he called us to come in and serve. Actually, Mike and Tony, you were there, right? Helping me to teach and train these future coaches. And when they finish our training, they get a diploma, which is helpful for their resume when they're going to get a job. So this is also something that we do over there. And feeding, okay. So our feeding program is where we prepare food packs. Now we have a new alliance with the food bank. So we're saving some money using the food bank products. The only situation with this is that we have only 1 or 2 weeks to give it away, because it's food from supermarkets that is about to expire. And we can't give expired food by law, because we can also kill somebody. So so we pray. Yeah, who knows? So we pray. We pray with parents and kids. We go and distribute the food. Some of them come to our place. Some of them we go to the church. Some of them we see the people there packing. That's Greta right there. Can you see Greta? You know? I was waiting for that. No, it was you. No, I did it to you. I did it to you. Okay? So this is something that we do every single month. We go to buy, we pack, we distribute. And in every activity, we pray for them, we share the word of God, and nobody can leave. Also, in the medical clinic, this is the way we do it. They come, register, okay? They go to the waiting area. Then they go to see the doctor. But before getting the medicine, we have a station for sharing the word of God. Because if we give them the medicine first, they leave. So it's a tricky thing we have to do, you know. So they come, listen to the word of God, and then they got a ticket, and then they can go and prove that they went to the evangelism area, and then they go for their medicine. Okay, so that's the way it is. Now, this is something that I love. 12 years ago, I went for my first time to this orphanage. It's Catholic, but it's unique. It's for abandoned special needs kids. The youngest one is 2 years old. Actually, it's 18 years old. The oldest one is 64. Why it is unique? Because in other institutions like that one in El Salvador, when they turn 18, they must leave. But in this institution, they can stay. So when we take the teams, we all become Catholics, right? We go to the Mass. And it's so amazing seeing these kids that aren't normal, you know, worshiping the Lord, singing, participating in the communion, serving, because a couple of them help the priest to serve the communion. And, you know, it's really amazing. That little girl over there is Sonia. She has 12 years. She is 12 years old. When I met her, she was only 6 months old. And I got there, and she's the daughter of her own grandpa. The father raped his own daughter, and she got pregnant from his father. So the little girl, who was 12 years old, abandoned the two kids. She's twin with Daniel. She abandoned the kids in the hospital. It was a national hospital. So she has microcephalia, how do you say? Microcephalia. And Daniel is the opposite. He has hydrocephalia. So their bones aren't normal. Their bodies is kind of normal, very skinny. When I met her, her head was like a ping pong ball, just like that. So they said that they were living no more than 1 year or 1 year and a half. But because of the grace of God and his love and the love of the people that serve there, she turned, she's about to turn 13 this December. So imagine. So I fall in love with this. Well, I want to please to give an applause to that couple over there, Janine and Gino. I know you didn't come for that, but the Bible said that honor to the honor deserved, right? And respect to the one who honor respect. It's Janine. Thank you. It is Janine and Gino who support this. So every month we receive a small amount from them, you know. We bought a motorcycle because if you take the bus, it's about an hour and a half to get there. But riding the motorcycle, we can go around over the hills and get there in 30 minutes. So we have two PE teachers serving in that orphanage. It's up in the hills. It's a very fresh area. So you can see our, you know, friends here in that center this last July. So these are the PE classes. You can see Tony over there playing with the kids. That's I'm a father. I am an uncle. I am a friend. So I have children. I have nephews. I have nieces. They call me the way they want to. Okay. Also, my wife and Hilda, all of us are their family. So they're not really abandoned. God is with them, and it's also through us and many others that support that center. Okay? So I'm rushing a little bit. I'm about to finish. No worries. They gave me 1 hour to me. You know that? Wow, I don't know why. So, I'm sorry? Well, over here, it doesn't say that. So from El Salvador, we have an extension of our ministry in Honduras. And this is a miracle. Don't listen, board members, please. We don't have a budget right now for Honduras. All we do in Honduras comes through a small saving we try to make every month in El Salvador to go there and serve. And by the grace of the Lord, we are now paying a small part-time salary to the pastor who's running the ministry in Honduras. What you see in there is kids, students accepting Jesus in public. No. The principal is Catholic, but he believes in what we're doing. So he allows us to come, and we have... We play movies and we do what we call cinema forums. So we discuss the movie right after finished. And then we talk about God. And we don't use Christian movie necessarily. We have played Cool Running. You know that movie? An old movie about four guys from Jamaica that went to the Olympics. Okay. So we play that movie and around close to 200 students accepted Jesus watching that movie in their classrooms. You know, yeah, it's crazy. And it's only one moment when the coach, who doesn't know how to pray, made him to pray, you know. And his prayer is crazy, but I take advantage of that small part of the movie to tell them that if you see, they didn't really want the competition because the bus sled got broken, you know. And I said, well, we all have a broken part in our life, you know, a broken heart, you know, because you, the women, are really tough. I'm sorry, it's just a joke. I know you love each other. Okay? So, you see the cinema. We also work with the teachers. So, we pray for them. We invite them for lunch or a snack. And we share also with the staff. So, we're not only focusing on the kids and the teenagers. I have 1 minute more, right? You told me two. Okay? So it's 1 minute each. You don't know that. Okay. So that's happening in Honduras. That's our soccer school. So the kids come. You see them praying over there. We have snacks. We were celebrating our first anniversary there. So we have donations. Thank you, Tony, and all others. You know, San Marcos High School here. Because that place there's name is San Marcos Ocotepeque. And the school here's name is San Marcos School, right? High school. So you see, we're doing the same. This is one of the Baptist church that I told you, Baptist Tabernacle. So we are inside there. And this is the recently blessing we have. A friend of mine donated that, oops. What happened? Donated us that small house. It was really, it's a tiny space, very tiny space. But when we got there, we were coming from jumping from different places in town, renting, you know, or being hosted by churches. And when we got there, I said this, and it was with 100% of faith. I said, we're going to own this place, and we're going to build a three-story facility here for our ministry. My team smiled, like, okay, you know. My wife believed, my assistant believed, and we transferred that to our team, and we got, I was a little pregnant of that. So we believed, and we have hope. So now you can see that's the donor, the one in white, the white shirt. The other one is the contractor, my wife. And so this is the new facility. In the first level, we have our offices. We're just moving back there. And the second level is classrooms. And the third level is rooms, bedrooms, to host the teams. Because we spend sometimes no less than $3,000 on hotels to host the teams there. Of course, we're not going to force anybody. But we're going to try to get their support, understanding that it's a short-term mission trip. And they can stay with us. And instead of spending that money, making the hotel's owners more rich, you know, expending that money in the communities where we serve. So I hope Santa Barbara will support that idea. Praise God. So this is the new with. And also, we were, if you saw a red minivan there, it's a caravan. It's just for 7 people. We took out all the seats and bring in 20 to 25 kids for the training. So one team members in June saw that necessity, you know, and God touched him. He is supporting people in India and Uganda. And he came to El Salvador just to visit because he was invited. God made something really miraculous there. And I don't have the time to share that. But at the end of that miracle, making sure we went to a tattoo place. So he got a tattoo. And he didn't want me to be there because I said, you're a pastor. This is not the right place for you. I said, this is where I have to be. And at the end, the guy, the artist, accepted Jesus. You know. So, and there was something very special that happened there. And at the end of the trip there, he told me that he's going to donate us money for buying a vehicle. So we just got that 15 passengers minivan. It's not brand new, but it's in very good shape. It's only 85 miles on it. So it's a 2004, but it's very nice. So we just got it. You can see the kids praying. Is that the first praying inside the vehicle? That's Myrna with the kids. So this is the last blessing that we have so far. Oh, sorry. So those flags are of the countries where we are at. It's, of course, the U.S., El Salvador. Our original flag says God, Union, and Liberty. Okay? That's Honduras, Nicaragua, because we got to Nicaragua also. We are in Mexico through Tim Woods, a pastor. We are in Uganda and Kenya. So I want you please to pray for us all. Pray for more team members. We need more team members, but that means more resources. So we also are now serving. It's not there, but we just started serving in the juvenile prisons in El Salvador. It's something that nobody wants to do. Because you're going to see a lot of gang members there, completely tattooed, you know, full of tattoos on their face. No nice tattoos, you know, MS-13, 18. So, and we are inside there now through another ministry named Orphan Helpers that started in El Salvador because of the civil war we had for 12 years. There are not many orphans now, but they're working inside there. They found us on Facebook and invited us to train them. So we provided the training, and we are about to start our first soccer tournament or academy, I'm sorry, this November. So it's really amazing how God is doing things in El Salvador. It's thanks to people like you. I know it's the Holy Spirit. It is God, but through all of us together. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.